Well, here I am. This is our test podcast, since I'm learning how to do this. So we'll keep it short and sweet. We will expand as we go on. I'm here with my neighbor, who is nice enough to share with me all his podcast information. So I only have two questions today. What made you choose to live in co-housing?
What made me choose to live in co-housing? You know, growing up, I had a lot of cousins who lived down the street from me, within walking distance, and other friends my age, and, you know, right across the street, right down the road, right across the culvert, whatever it was. So I had kind of a co-housing experience to a certain extent growing up. You know, everything was within walking distance. It was safe. We were tucked away in a development. We weren't very close to, like, you know, a threatening highway or anything like that. And
very
so
nice.
Having that, like, small, close-knit community, that's something I think I wanted, you know? And then we found out about co-housing because my wife had lived in an intentional community in Iceland while she was in college. Nice if there was a place, you know, an intentional community in a few years. And we checked back in a few years and we were like, perfect. In a few years and we were like, perfect, great. Because we both wanted to be in a place like that where you had friends you could walk to and, you know, kids could grow up around other kids and all those wonderful benefits. Yeah.
Very nice. And so now that you've lived here since August, that's about 5 months, what has surprised you about living here? The good and the bad things that you didn't think would happen or are happening.
Right. Yeah. I think one thing that has surprised me is just how easy it is to talk to anyone here. You know, before living here, we lived in apartments, and I think we spoke to our neighbors there maybe twice a year. You know, we just never really got to know people. You'd see them and you'd go, oh, hey, but no more than that. So it's really different to be, you know, you walk from your car to your house and you see someone, you can have a whole conversation and you can catch up on how they're doing. And just that easy access to, like, actual human connection is, I think I underestimated how nice that would be.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So at the apartment, there was no reason to say more than hi, whereas
yeah.
Here people want to, you think is the difference?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, with the apartment living, we had, let's say in the last apartment we lived in, there were a couple families who lived in the one adjacent to us over the course of like 2 years. And so, you know, you don't know how long someone's going to be there. They move in at a different time from you. They hold different schedules from you. And there's no reason to have a meal together or something, unless you try to make that happen. But with co-housing, I feel like we're all here and we all plan to be here for a long time. And we are living in close proximity, but it's intentional. I mean, it's an intentional community. And so it feels like, yeah, I should go over there and I should say, hey, do you need a hand getting that, like, crap out of the barn? Or do you need a hand, you know, doing whatever? Or just how are you doing? It takes a lot of the pressure off, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not like a creepo just coming up to some stranger at the,
yeah,
at the
yeah.
parking lot at the apartment.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Yeah, right.
I could see that.
Right.
And has anything surprised you that you didn't think would be part of your life? Something. Not necessarily negative, but you're like, oh, that's a little adjustment.
Right, yeah. 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 Well, you know, when we moved in, there were no window coverings or anything like that. No
yes,
curtains, whatever.
Yes.
And ours does look right out on the parking lot. And I think, you know, I said the intimacy kind of surprised me in terms of human connection, but also in terms of, you know, I've got to make sure I have a bathrobe on at all times. Or, you know, you are close to everyone, and it's not anonymous. You know, you're not in an apartment where you're never going to talk to that person if you accidentally left the windows open. You really have to be aware of your space and your surroundings.
I'm not sure if every
yeah.
community is like that, but we have
yeah.
definitely waited on the window treatments.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's money or something, but there's
yeah.
a lot of, you see a lot. And
yeah, there's a lot of sight lines.
Yes.
A lot of very clear, yeah, yeah.
I feel bad for you guys when I turn on my lights in the morning. I'm just flashing right into your living room.
Yeah, right. We did invest in some curtains for the sliding door. Yeah, some cellular shades. Yeah, but I guess, and I think it does matter more to me when I'm in co-housing, maybe, than when I was in more of an anonymous apartment, because I know I'm going to have to talk to my neighbor across the street, and if, you know, if they saw me sitting on the couch picking my nose, I don't want them, you know, I don't want them to see that. I need to have some window shades.
Whereas in the apartment, you're like, eh, I'll never see that guy. He won't mention I was picking my nose.
Right, there's no judgment there, you know, but here we all owe something to each other, so it's a little more.
I like that. Well, thank you so much for helping me and teaching me, and we'll interview later a more intense one.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was fun.